Welcome to the Tax Sell Podcast, Friday edition, where tax sell investing is made easy. My name is Casey Dimonen, and I've got a very important message I want to share today through a story. It's about the property that changed my life. Now, the numbers that we're going to discuss, not all that impressive, but the proof of concept is what changed my life. So, as many people know, I invested locally until I reached a ceiling. I tapped out the amount of money that I can make in my primary market, the market that I grew up in. There was simply not enough tax sale properties for me to choose from and for me to buy. So I expanded to another county and then another. And I did quite well. Eventually, I expanded to another state. I was doing well, but I was not growing quite as rapidly as I wanted to. I was making just a few grand off of each property. And at that point, that was just about the most I had made until one day I went to an auction in a state 800 or so miles away from where I lived. It was the first time that I had traveled by plane to an area that I was not familiar with in the least bit, but I wanted to give it a shot. So I researched the properties. I drove by lots and lots of properties that week, and I attended the in-person auction. There were multiple properties I was interested in, but there was one I was able to snag at that auction. It was a nice, cute little single-family house. It was white with a black roof, two bedroom, one bath, and it was 912 square feet. A little tiny kitchen and a little living area. Now, the area was a little bit economically depressed, but it was starting to return. So after the auction, I paid for that property, of course, got my receipt, all that good stuff, super excited. I drove over to the place. I took some photos. And I remember thinking, wow, I got that property really, really cheap. Now, I started creating a whole bunch of ads the very next day. And I started marketing that property towards investors who were local to the area because I didn't want to go in there and have to remodel it and all that good stuff. But instead, I wanted to sell it to somebody that was local to the area that could fix property up and hold it as a rental or something like that. And I knew I'd be able to sell that property somewhat cheap so they can make some money, I can make some money, everybody can be happy, right? In less than a day, I had that property under contract. And I made somewhere in the ballpark of $19,000. Now, that's not like life-changing money, but I went from making a few grand on every single property to making $19,000 on one property. Pretty much the same work. But what it did for me is it showed me the possibilities of this business. It really opened my eyes to what is in store for me in the future as a tax sale investor. And it showed me that this business can be successful in multiple states. It showed me that my theory of going from one market to the next market and cherry picking the very best properties, the most profitable properties based on my objectives was very, very possible. It showed me that this could be a long-term, sustainable wealth-building business. You know, I'd just been making a few thousand dollars, make a few thousand dollars, put some of that money away, pay a few bills, keep doing that over and over and over again. But then I got this big one for $19,000. And you know, at that point, that was the most I had made on a tax sale investment. And that is kind of when everything clicked. Hey, you can do this everywhere. You know, it showed me that the billions of dollars of real estate that get sold every single year for taxes, I could claim my little piece of the pie. It also motivated me big time. It encouraged me. And eventually it served as a catalyst to me buying properties just like that and making returns just like that and much, much higher many, many times in my career. That property is what helped to shape my business to what it is now, where I'm not just chasing any deal that makes money. You know, there's a lot of deals at tax sale auctions that make money, but my goal is to cherry pick the very best properties, the most profitable properties from the very best markets, the most profitable markets based on my objectives. Now, obviously, the specifics of what that entails changes on a very regular basis. But what happened is that one single property showed me the possibilities. If you are new to this business, the property that changes it all for you might be your very first property. And oftentimes it is. If you're an investor who's been owning it for a year or two and you just have not gotten the traction that you have yet, that next property, that next auction you go to might be just like that little white house that showed me all the possibilities. You know, it only takes one property to change the entire trajectory of your business and ultimately your life. If you have not been successful finding that property just yet, keep pushing forward. Stay motivated, keep learning, and be ready for opportunities. You are just one property away. That White House was mine. I truly hope that this story helps you and that you never lose your motivation to find that one property that puts you on the path to the tax sale success over the long term that you desire and, in my opinion, you deserve. That is all I've got for you today, folks. For more information on the tax sale business, make sure you check out the links in the description, including the one to our primary site at taxsellacademy.com. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.